The African Union has called for peace, but has, however, condemned the attempted military takeover because it's unconstitutional and it's against our democratic principles.
The high-powered delegation led by the former Prime Minister of Togo, Adam Kojo, led a delegation to Burundi. What is the feedback that you've gotten so far following the ongoing clashes?
Okay, when His Excellency Adam Kojo left for Burundi, along with Professor Ibrahim Afal, the mission at that time was to ensure that peace and calm is returned and to call on all parties to behave and ensure peaceful, democratic transition in the country as we prepare for the elections in May and June. However, prior to that, the African Union had already washed its hands off the Burundian elections, noting the fact that the conditions that exist currently do not provide for an atmosphere for holding credible polls. The union had called for a postponement of the election. And then suddenly yesterday, when the East African community was meeting and the chairperson of the commission was attending the meeting, then the attempted coup started, and we are following the issue closely.
I know the African Union is consulting at the moment to decide its next line of action, but what are the possibilities of considerations, especially looking at the fact that there is ongoing fighting between armed personnel in the country?
Well, the African Union is supporting the efforts of the East African community. As you know, our regional economic communities are our building blocks. And when issues like this arise, we work together with the regional economic community, in this time the East African community. And the leaders, of course, met yesterday. And I cannot preempt their stance, but from the communique of the meeting, it's very clear. We see that the Arusha Accord, which has provided the foundation for peace and power sharing in Burundi, we believe that it should be respected. And it clearly called for only two terms for a president, and this was made clear. But on the other hand, the position of the AU and the EAC is that the military coup should not be encouraged, and we should look for a constitutional arrangement in case there's need for any transition.
Some people have called for the AU's intervention and for a military intervention to bring about the peace, and for the AU to lead the effort to organize snap elections and prevent incumbent President Nkurunziza from participating, since they accuse him of precipitating this unrest. What is your take on this call on the AU?
Well, I don't think there's any need for any snap election, because according to the election calendar of Burundi, the parliamentary elections should be held this month and then the presidential elections next month. However, considering the turmoil and the turbulence in the country, people leaving the country, over 50 refugees in the neighboring country of Rwanda, Tanzania, and DRC, we think that we are advising that the election calendar be reviewed and the elections be postponed. And we are calling for calm. And as long as the country is calm and peaceful, then we can have the polls this year. There's no need for any snap election, because this is the election year in Burundi.
What will be your message to the people of Burundi as well as the East African community?
Well, my message would not be any different from the message of the African Union. We are calling for peace, for calm. We will not recognize any military regime, and we are calling for, in any case, an arrangement that would respect the constitutional order.